This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm Josh Norick. Ernesto Lechner is not with us today. We have a very special occasion today on the Latin Alternative. In the past, we've spotlighted a number of electronic and urban-influenced Colombian artists like Bomba Estéreo and Chalkib Town. But today's special guest, Monsieur Periné, spotlights a very different side of Colombian music, which I'm thrilled to share with our listeners today. Rooted in gypsy jazz music and celebrating Django Reinhardt, Monsieur Periné's fresh style adds a variety of Latin elements to the mix. While incorporating genres like cumbia, son, bolero, tango, and samba, the band also performs with traditional South American instruments like the charango and bandoneon. Monsieur Periné is on tour in support of its breakthrough album, Caja de Música, or Box of Music. The group won a 2015 Latin Grammy Award for Best New Artist. I'm joined today by Monsieur Periné members, Carolina Garcia, as well as Santiago and Nicolas. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, hello. How are you, everybody?
Hi. Happy to be on the program. Thank you very much.
We're very happy to have you on the program as well. I want to just ask, a very general question to start. How would you describe your music?
We make happy music. It's music who cares about diversity. We try to make cultures together, to mix it, because we come from a mixed culture. Colombia is a country with a huge diversity. So we love that. We love to feel that our spirit can bring this diversity to our listeners. And we love music, like old music. So I think we were born in a different time, because we like to listen a lot of old music. So we try to bring this vintage spirit, okay, and mix it with what we have in our context.
Well, I want to give our listeners a taste of that style. We are going to take a listen to the song Nuestra Canción, which I understand is a collaboration with, was it Vicente García? So just quickly tell us how this song came to be.
Nuestra Canción is the first single that we released from Caja de Música, our second studio album. And it's a song that has the swing on his spirit, and it's also like a danceable song. We like when people dance. So it's a love song, but has this, swing spirit, and you can dance it.
Let's take a listen from their 2015 Latin Grammy Award winning album. This is Nuestra Canción.
Te dije adiós, llegaste tarde para despedirnos. Y si el destino apresurado quiso herirnos, yo descubrí una solución para el dolor. Hice la canción que me pedías cuando aún no te quería.
Te pedía cuando aún no me quería.
pintaste mi tristeza con colores, dibujaste la nobleza de la mano. A tu lado creció nuestra ilusión. A ciegas nos entregamos, aunque muchos se opusieran. Disimulamos nuestro amor, nos inventamos.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, and a special takeover episode. We are joined today by Colombia's Monsieur Periné. We just heard the song Nuestra Canción from the album Caja de Música. Now, I understand that this is your second album, Caja de Música, and it was produced by, actually, someone who's been on the show several times, Eduardo Cabra, a.k.a. Visitante, from the groundbreaking Puerto Rican group Calle 13. And also, this album has some pretty cool guests, like Ruben Albarrán from Mexican rock legends Café Tacuba, which brings me to this question. What was it like to collaborate with Ruben? And, you know, I'm going to have you tell us a little bit about this song. I believe it's Cempasúchil.
Yes, well, this song we composed it once we were in Mexico. We were on Halloween, or for them is like the day of
Día de los Muertos,
yes. And we saw that all the streets were covered by this flower, which is called Cempasúchil, which means 20, how do you say, petalos? Like
petals,
yeah. And it has a really nice meaning. It's a pre-Hispanic tradition. And we were into this story and this vibe, and we started to compose a song in which we had only the first verse and the chorus. And we met this man from Café Tacuba, Joselo, which is the guitar player. And we showed him the song, and he was astonished, and he said, "Hey, this is a beautiful song." And he composed a little bit of the second verse, like he did a little bit of the lyrics. And he told us, "Hey, you gotta show this to Ruben, because Ruben would like a lot this song and this vibe." And that was what happened. We were in Bogota. We met Ruben, and we asked him, and we invited him to go to the studio and record the song. And it was magical to have him and also Joselo, like a little bit of Café Tacuba, to collaborate with these legends. These guys are like our idols, and it was like a really cool moment in our lives to be in front of your idol making music and recording a song about so beautiful tradition of seeing death as something joyful.
Well, I think we're going to have to let our listeners hear this song as well. We are going to take a listen right now to Cempasúchil, also off the 2015 Latin Grammy Award winning album Caja de Música.
Tus ojos me miran a través del tiempo. Vuelvo a recordar el viejo perfume que traías puesto. Adiós, adiós, adiós. Te ofrendo mi canto que arrulla tu cuerpo. No tendré que llorar. Hoy saldré a celebrar. Adiós, adiós, dulce calavera con tu nombre puesto en tu alma.
Monsieur Periné from Colombia, and you're listening to The Latin Alternative.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a special episode. We are joined today by Colombia's Monsieur Periné, a super cool group that mixes up jazz and vintage instrumentation with cumbia, son, bolero, and many other sounds. Now, I wanted to just ask you guys a little bit about your influences. I mean, this is, I think, quite unusual for a band with this kind of sound to come out of Colombia. I mean, our listeners are a lot more used to hearing on our show things like psychotropical funk or hip hop out of Colombia. Just tell us a little bit briefly, the group's history, how you guys came together.
We met a long time ago, like in the year 2007. Yeah, and Santiago and I were studying in an academy of music. And there we met and we discovered the style of jazz, manouche, gypsy jazz, by casuality, by internet. And we started to play it and to learn about it. And in that time, we also met Catalina. We were in a place, it's called Villa de Leyva. It's a beautiful village in Colombia. And then we met and we started to play for the first time. And that's how it started. And we started to play in various marriages,
weddings.
Yeah. And that's how we started to progress to evolution.
Yeah. And I'm gonna add something. We started as a wedding band, and we were like playing a lot of music, different types of music, Brazilian music, boleros, like old music and jazz and a lot of styles. And this was like the influence came from the whole of our taste. And that's why we play like this Django Reinhardt style with a lot of different types of music and genres. And we love to mix and to explore new stuff. So the influences are always coming. But we have like this spinal chord, which is like the swing style, which is so near to the Latin American feeling of music that is nice to hear, but also to dance.
Perfect. I think we'll go in our musical time machine actually back to 2012 with your debut album. We're going to take a listen to the song La Tienda de Sombreros, or The Hat Store. And this is off Monsieur Periné's debut album, Hecho a Mano.
Por la tienda de sombreros y miraba y buscaba nada, parecía perfecto. Era el día con mis suegros, más me valía ser un caballero.
are listening to The Latin Alternative, and we're joined today by Colombia's Monsieur Periné. We just heard the song La Tienda de Sombreros off their 2012 debut album. Tell us about this next song. It's probably my favorite song, actually, on your album, your newest album, the song Mi Libertad. I'm loving the string arrangements, and I was hoping you could just tell us about this song.
The string arrangement was made by Santiago. The song talks about life, the power of life, and being conscious about being alive. I think music has given us the opportunity to feel and to understand what is the present time, because we have to move all the time and we have to be connected to our reality and to the moment, to give to the people truth and love. I think that that's the main emotion why we do music, because it has this power to connect everything, that is alive. So that's what it talks about, because freedom for us is to have this opportunity, even if you are not all the time free. Freedom is like something that is impossible, because you're always attached to things, to the past, to people, to, you know, law, to everything. So freedom is something that is almost impossible to keep. So music makes you feel free, because you are in the present time and you are enjoying and you are celebrating this moment. And then he did the arrangement.
Mm-hmm. Well, about the music, we started the song with an instrument which is called ronroco. Mm-hmm. It's an instrument from the Andean mountains.
Gustavo Santaolalla has
a song called. Gustavo Santaolalla plays this instrument so well, and he has used in much of his music of, like, you know, film music. Mm-hmm. And it's a really special instrument, has a really beautiful soul. It sounds like the mountain, like the Andean mountains, and a condor flying over them. And it has so much power than we created this song with this foundation, like the ronroco. Mm-hmm. Being like the main ingredient of the song. And then we added like this instrument, like this string arrangement, which is like, yeah, it's a song like very, very connected to the earth, very shamanic style, and it has a nice feeling, and I think it was one of the best achieved songs in the album.
It's a beautiful song. We're going to take a listen right now. This is Mi Libertad, and it's off the 2015 album Caja de Música.
Una guitarra respirando, respirando, respirando mi libertad. Yo soy
You're listening to The Latin Alternative. I hope you've been enjoying a special takeover episode. We've been joined by Monsieur Perinet. And I do have to ask you guys a question. And this is something I personally experienced as well. So I'm going to ask you about what is the Colombian connection with French music? Full disclosure, when I was younger, I was in a Latin hip hop group. And for whatever weird reason, we were popular in France. And when we would go tour France, you assume you're familiar with Yuri Buenaventura, yeah. Salsero, who lives in Paris. We used his backing musicians back in the day. And I was at the time, this was 2005, I was shocked to find out that there were like 200,000 Colombians in Paris and that there was a guy singing salsa in French. So when I heard your song, which I'm sure I'll mispronounce it, Tu Mais Promise?
Tu Ma Promise.
Thank you. You're the French speakers here too, apparently. just explain to me, I mean, because this seems to be very common. I also know one of the guys from the hip-hop group Tres Coronas is living in Paris. Explain to me the Colombian-French connection.
I think it's not just a Colombian-French connection. I think Latin America has a special connection with France because of this Francophony community. It's like a French way to expand its culture. So, of course, in Colombia, we have a lot of French people that came many years ago. We have French schools. We have... France is kind of investing culture in our country. And so that makes all the time like a intercambio.
Exchange.
And I think a way from them to expand his identity was also to go to other countries as South America or Africa or, yeah, many other countries with a lot of poverty, mm-hmm. that they don't invest in culture, but they are full of life and riches cultures, and to be there recording and, you know, like to make this puentes, bridges between cultures. So I had the opportunity to study in a French school, and I think that that's good because we could make these bridges to bring our vision about their culture to other countries, mm-hmm. and to mix it with our culture. And that's nice because maybe a lot of people who are not close to Latin roots, they felt moved because they felt that something else was there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it's very nice to have this vision about the world that everything can be mixed and can be part of the same planet. You know, we are part of one of just one Earth. So it's nice.
Yeah, and French is nearer to Spanish than, for example, English.
Right.
And it's like the same root. Like it's like the people, in a certain way, they feel and they have same words or more like to say the same things. And so that's like a near connection between us in the first way. But also there's a historical move of colonialism, let's say, and Colombia has been always like having French models in their politics, in their government or political organization and culture. For example, many Colombian in, I don't know, 100 years ago, they wanted to be like French.
Okay.
So that we are in the band, that's the name we have, we are like mocking of this ethnobism, like of Latin culture trying to looking like, yeah, for example, French culture. But we have seen that this is nice because we just tend bridges and we just make like richer the both sides of the equation.
And a lot of artists from South America and Latin America went to France to study, and went not just art, yeah, like writers and people who was doing cinema and actors, and you know, a lot of people who love culture went to France because they were building this spirit of being conscious about cultures in the world. And for example, in Colombia, Toto la Momposina was a huge star in France. That's why a lot of people from Europe knew what was cumbia, because she was a huge star there. And also Yuri Buenaventura that built his career there. So they love salsa. I studied in a French school in Cali. Cali is one of the most salsa cities in the world. And my teachers, all my French teachers, were amazed by salsa and all the time. Like they just wanted to live there and stay there. So I think we have more things in common that we think we have, with that we know, you know?
As the French speaker, I'm going to let you introduce this song.
Of course. You're going to listen a beautiful song from our second album, Caja de Música, that it's called Tu m'as promis. And it means you promised me.
Tu m'as promis une chanson pour marcher sur la lune, sur la montagne. Tu m'as promis une chanson pour danser sous la pluie, sur la pointe des pieds. Une chanson qui m'accompagne pour jamais te quitter. Une chanson pour ne pas t'oublier. Tu m'as promis une chanson pour flotter sur la mer comme les nuages. Une chanson pour éclater de rire et fredonner. Une chanson qui m'accompagne.
amor de madrugada y ver el cielo en tu mirada, sentir tu amor de madrugada y ver.
You've been listening to The Latin Alternative in a special episode with Monsieur Perinet. I just want to thank you guys for joining us today and wish you the best on the rest of this U.S. tour.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to have this opportunity to show the music to the world. And this is Monsieur Perinet. We hope you can enjoy it.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative. I hope you enjoyed our special interview with Latin Grammy Best New Artist winners Monsieur Perinet from Colombia. Now we're going to take a listen to some brand new music from an artist we're very happy to see back with a new single. I'm talking about Diego Garcia, the New York-based Argentine-American artist who sings in English and in fact has done very well at non-Latin radio, especially with his song You Were Never There, which came out back in 2011. It's been a couple years since Diego graced us with some new music. I'm really enjoying this new single, Don't Go. Let's take a listen from Diego Garcia. It is the single, Don't Go.
Even as I'm in the letter, I felt a sharp pain at my side. Every time I try to forget her, it plants another seed in my mind. My friends say, oh,
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
No quiero bailar porque tú vienes del infierno, mamá. No quiero bailar contigo, eres tramposa, eres peligro. No quiero bailar porque tú vienes del infierno, mamá. Hermosos, solo se abrieron para destrozarlo todo. Tú sabes bien que todos te miran. No dudo que alguno hasta ofrezca la vida. Pero tú me escogiste a mí para bailar junto a ti.
El diablo está aquí.
Qué miedo me da. No quiero bailar porque tú vienes del infierno, mamá. No quiero bailar contigo, eres tramposa, eres peligro. No quiero bailar porque tú vienes del infierno, mamá. Siento como me congelan. De ahora en adelante buscaré otra estrategia para mostrarte flow. Yo tengo el flow, el flow, el flow.
A la verga, se me fue el flow.
Me matan los nervios y tus besos me envenenan. Pero si esto es el infierno, feliz pago mi condena. Qué miedo me da. No quiero bailar porque tú vienes del infierno, mamá. No quiero bailar contigo, eres tramposa, eres peligro. No quiero bailar porque tú vienes del infierno, mamá. Y todo parece indicar que el mundo se va a acabar. La profecía se cumplió y ya comenzó el Armagedón. Y yo tan solo pienso en otro whisky, si doble, por favor. Para poder tomar valor, para poderme acercar a ti. Que ya noté que me miras de reojo y que todo lo que quieres es que baile junto a ti. Qué miedo me da. No quiero bailar porque tú vienes del infierno, mamá. No quiero bailar contigo, eres tramposa, eres peligro. No quiero bailar porque tú vienes del infierno, mamá.
¡Ay, qué miedo me da!
¡Qué miedo me da! No quiero bailar porque tú vienes del infierno, mamá. No quiero bailar contigo, eres tramposa, eres peligro. No quiero bailar porque tú
You're listening to The Latin Alternative. We just heard Jonas, or for our English speakers, Jonas. He was one half of Mexico's Plastilina Mosh, an irreverent group often pegged as being Mexico's answer to the Beastie Boys. You know, I was a little nervous when I heard Jonas was going solo, but I am really loving his first solo album, titled appropriately Mi Primer Disco, which translates again as My First Album. And that track was called Bailando con el Diablo, or Dancing with the Devil. If you like what you've been hearing, you can follow The Latin Alternative each week on Facebook at The Latin Alternative and on Twitter. Our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by going to the iTunes store and searching for The Latin Alternative, or just going to thelatinalternative.com. Wrapping things up today, straight out of Oakland, California, we're going to take a listen to Bang Data, one of my favorite U.S. groups in the Latin Alternative genre. They had a song featured a couple years ago in a very important scene in the TV show Breaking Bad, and they're back with a brand new album. This is a single from that album. It is called Loco. We'll be back at you again next week. Adios.
Back. Can I handle this? I strive for the good life, just a small fish. A house and a good wife, it's a small gift. Zombies in the street walking like they soulless. People pass by looking at a stranger. I don't ask why they putting me in danger. It's hard to focus, that's why I wrote this. It's not a joke, it's hard, I'm feeling hopeless.
You can't stop it, I'm getting fed up. When I fell, my daddy told me better get up. When you're talking, keep your head up. Pay attention, every word and every letter.
Night, homeless out of sight, fire shining bright. Can you see the light? Raise a fist to fight. Are we gonna be alright? Never wanted to go loco, but I just might. Run and tell a friend, this is not the end. Here we go again, wanna be a father, not a hooligan. Think I'm ready to begin. Gotta hold it all together for these children.
I got a broke soul and a heart of gold. I'ma give it how I give it till I get old. They got a chokehold, they won't let go. It's enough to drive another brother loco.
Looking like a brick wall. They want to stop us from connecting, but it will fall. It's hard to keep it all together when you feel it all. But we gon' make it feel like every day is new, y'all. My abuelita used to pray for me like every day. I think of all the dreams she had when she moved to the Bay. She helped to raise a little soldier, but I went astray. I know that many people feel the way I do today. They desecrating, but my people's on the front line. I celebrate them every time I write another rhyme. They can't create them better, we did it in this time. It's okay to be a little loco in your mind.
Soul and a heart of gold. I'ma give it how I give it till I get old. They got a chokehold, they won't let go. It's enough to drop another brother loco.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Thank you.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.